Mostly sunny across the area at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. One of the Northwood's biggest and most popular fall events has been called off due to COVID-19. Minocqua has canceled its popular Beef-A-Rama Festival. Every year, Beef-A-Rama draws tens of thousands of people to Minocqua to eat beef sandwiches, listen to music, and gather with friends. But in a video on Facebook, Crystal Westfall, the director of the Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau, announced the cancellation.
After much deliberation and a lot of information gathering, we have, as a committee and a community, decided that this year we are going to be putting the cows out to pasture. Unfortunately, Beef-A-Rama will not be taking place in 2020, but we're working real hard for a 2021 that will be out of this world.
Westfall's organization had been soliciting public input on this year's event through a survey. The festival requires more than 300 volunteers most years, and many of those were not available to help during the pandemic.
So all this combined, the experience wasn't going to be what we could have given you in years past. We certainly don't want to give you an opportunity to come to our town and not have the Beef-A-Rama experience.
Beef-A-Rama is one of the biggest Northwoods events forced to cancel by COVID-19. Everyone got out safely when a fire broke out at the Bayview Apartments on County Highway W north of Rhinelander yesterday. Firefighters say foul play is suspected in the fire. The Pine Lake Fire Department posted on Facebook that it was called out just after 10 a.m. yesterday. Smoke was seen coming from the upper level when the first units got there. There was a report someone may still be inside, but firefighters didn't find anyone when they searched. It was later confirmed everyone was accounted for. The fire was found in the bedroom and was contained to that upper-level apartment. The apartment below suffered smoke and water damage. Other apartments had some minor smoke and water damage. The fire was contained in about 10 minutes after the firefighters got there. The fire is under investigation by the Oneida County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal. A number of agencies helped at the scene. The system that controls the water flow on the Wisconsin River, including dams, was holding its own after heavy rain over the weekend. Ken Krall has more.
The National Weather Service reported more than 7 inches of rain in the Hazelhurst area and nearly as much in western Vilas County. Those heavy rain areas impacted the Willow and Rainbow reservoirs in Oneida County. Vice President of Operations for Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company, Peter Hansen, was at the Willow Dam Monday looking at how the heavy rains were affecting the dam. Not surprisingly, the reservoirs are full.
When we're full like we are, we're typically matching whatever inflow is coming. You know, we don't have any room for any storage up in any of our projects. It's been such a wet year again. Whatever inflow is coming in, we're releasing downstream.
Hansen says there was a small amount of flooding. He reported below the Willow Dam on the Tomahawk River, the water was high. He says people using the river system should be extra cautious.
As of now, there's no concern with recreation, except maybe the river systems might be impacted with higher flows, but on the reservoirs themselves, I'm out at the Willow Reservoir right now, and there's all kinds of boats out on the lake.
Hansen did report the rain impacted an embankment along a roadway near the Willow Dam. Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company manages the Wisconsin River flow using a reservoir system to keep the levels of the river uniform. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Graduation for Rhinelander High School seniors is set for Friday night at 7 p.m. at Mike Webster Stadium. The school, city, and Oneida County have worked out a way to hold a parade of cars as an extra touch. Police Chief Lloyd Gauthier said seniors who want to participate will gather at the ice arena. The parade of cars will move down Coolidge Avenue, then go to the high school. Chief Gauthier said the seniors paid a heavy price because of the COVID-19 outbreak.
As we talked about it and trying to make this a special celebration because of the COVID and the things that the seniors had to endure their last semester of their senior year, we came up with the idea of having a parade along with the graduation ceremony, if the weather permits, for them to be outdoors.
185 seniors are scheduled to graduate. Sheriff's Office will regulate the busy Highway 17 bypass by the ice arena so cars can safely cross the intersection and head toward the high school. At Mike Webster Stadium, school officials say masks will be required and 6-foot social distancing will be in effect, as well as several other conditions. After a closed session, the Rhinelander City Council also approved the continuance of Zach Vruwink as acting city administrator until the end of the year. Vruwink has been working in a temporary status as the city moves forward to hire a new city administrator. In your forecast for this afternoon, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, low dropping to 53 under partly cloudy skies. mostly sunny, 76 degrees on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, and then on Thursday, sunny with a high near 76 degrees. And you're listening to WXPR during our summer membership pledge drive. If this news and the other news that you hear on WXPR, as well as our music programming, is important to you, help us keep going. Members are the most significant source of funding for WXPR, local public radio. You can give us a hand right now by calling 715-362-6000 or by going online at WXPR with your pledge of support. And as a reminder, every pledge up to $25,000 is being matched dollar for dollar with a challenge grant from five generous donors. We look forward to hearing from you today. This is WXPR News.